Welcome to the Eddie Hyatt Podcast. I am your host and teacher, Eddie Hyatt, and I'm excited about the series we're doing this week about who we are in Christ, calling it the marvelous benefits of being in Christ. Now, this is an expression that is used, especially by Paul the Apostle in his writings in the New Testament, this phrase, in Christ. And similar phrases he uses would be in him, of him, through Christ. But these expressions all give us knowledge and information about the blessings and benefits that belong to us who through faith are now in Christ Jesus. We are in this spiritual realm in Christ where there are so many blessings and benefits that belong to us simply because we are now in Christ and a part of the family of God. The passage that we're starting with is 2 Corinthians 5:17, which says, where Paul said, if anyone is in Christ, he, and that includes she, is a new creation. All things have passed away, and behold, all things have become new. We have an entire new identity in Jesus Christ. We're part of as we elaborated on yesterday, a new race of people in the earth, part of God's family. Incredible blessings and benefits as a result of being in Christ. The passage that I want to look at today is Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 7. Paul's letter to the Ephesian believers, and it's also for us today, inspired by the Holy Spirit. And Paul said in Ephesians 1, 7, in him, that is in Christ. Now, none of these blessings are accessible and available outside of Christ. They are only available in Christ. In him we have. Now notice it's present tense. It's not something we're going to have in the future. In him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins according to the riches of his grace. In him we have. This is just one of many scriptures where we are told what our inheritance is, what now belongs to us simply because we are in Christ. We have become a part of his family. It is like a poor, wretched, homeless person who is destitute, and they were born into a family that was poor, and their mother was a prostitute, their father was an alcoholic, and they had just barely survived down through the years. And while still a young person, the royal family, a member of the royal family comes across them on the street, and their heart goes out to them. And they decide that they are going to adopt this, we'll say this young girl, and make her a part of their family. And so they make all the arrangements. They take her home. They legally give her their name. She legally becomes part of their family. And now all that is of the family belongs to her. She becomes, she is included in the inheritance and the will. And all of a sudden, everything has changed. Not because of anything she has done, but simply because she is now in a different family. All of a sudden, marvelous blessings and benefits belong to her. And so it is for the person who is in Christ, in whom we have, Paul said, redemption through his blood. in whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins according to the riches of his grace. Now let's look at this word redemption for a moment, because there is so much in this word that will teach us and that will inform us about a tremendous blessing and benefit that is ours. The word redeem literally means to buy back. And in New Testament times, when Paul was writing, it was used to refer to the price paid to purchase the freedom of slaves and of the price paid to ransom prisoners of war. Wow. Redeemed. When a person was redeemed, you have to realize now, in ancient Israel, there were not bankruptcy laws. And if you got yourself into debt and you could not pay the creditor, he had a legal right to enslave you or members of your family until the debt was paid. Now, there was also a law in Israel that someone who had gotten themselves into trouble and could not pay their debt, and they were now in servitude to an individual that they now had to serve, and they were enslaved because they had a debt they could not pay. There was a law that this person, the one who was enslaved, that their nearest kinsman had the right of redemption and could come and pay the price that was necessary and to free this person. In the Old King James, he was called the kinsman redeemer. His nearest kin could come and pay the price that was necessary. And you know, this is a picture of what Jesus Christ did for us. He came and became a human being like us. He became that kinsman redeemer. He became our nearest kin. Yes, angels could not redeem us. Spirits could not redeem us. Seraphim and cherubim could not redeem us. It had to be someone like us. And yet it had to be someone whose life was so valuable that their life would be a ransom that would pay the price, that would ransom the human race and redeem us and pay the price that we could not pay ourselves. And so, as the redeemed of the Lord, so Jesus came and he paid the price that was necessary. He became our kinsman redeemer and paid the price that we no longer are in servitude to the devil, no longer in servitude to Satan. We owe him nothing. He has no claims on us. As the redeemed of the Lord, we are no longer slaves to sin, but we are servants, and we could say slaves of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Oh boy, there's some more we'll comment on that later. I'm turning the pages here. I'm reading from my manual, called Think Biblically. As the redeemed of the Lord, we are no longer subject to the curse of the law. The curse of the law that was the curse that came upon Israel for not keeping the law, because they were not able to keep the law. The law could not make anyone holy. It could only be a mirror and show us how wrong we were and how we had missed it. And the law was meant to cause us to come to God and fall at his feet and cry out to him for mercy. So as the redeemed of the Lord, when we come to Christ, the Bible says, so Israel, Paul talks about this. He said, all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. Everyone, according to the law, is under the curse because they've broken the law. But then Galatians 3:13, Paul said, Christ has already redeemed us. He paid the price. There's that word again. Christ hath redeemed us from the curse of the law being made a curse for us. As it is written, cursed is everyone who is hung on a tree. There's a passage in Deuteronomy that said that anyone who was hung on a tree was cursed. Wow. This is what Paul is alluding to in the New Testament. Jesus was hung on a tree, and according to the Jewish scriptures, that meant he was cursed, but he was cursed for us. He became a curse for us. We are no longer, so that we would no longer be under the curse of the law, but now we are free. We are redeemed. We are the redeemed of the Lord. There's an old hymn we used to sing growing up. Redeemed, how I love to proclaim it. Redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Redeemed through His infinite mercy. His child and forever I am. Redeemed, redeemed, redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Redeemed, redeemed, His child and forever I am. My friend, you have been redeemed by the blood of Christ. Satan has no claims on you. The price has been paid. You are free to be the child of God and to be the person He has called you to be. I'm Eddie Hite. This is the Eddie Hite Podcast. Lord, I pray that You will bless every person listening to this podcast. Make this truth a reality in their hearts, that You have truly redeemed them through Your death on the cross, through Your shed blood, through Your glorious resurrection. You have truly redeemed them. And because they have put their faith in You, that now they are now in You. And in You, they have redemption through Your blood. Thank You for it, Lord. I hope you'll check out my website, eddiehyatt.com. You'll find a lot of resources there that will bless you and help you. There's a bookstore there, articles and links to my blog and to a YouTube channel. And if these are a blessing to you, I hope you, I hope you'll send an email. There's an email address right there on my homepage of my website, eddiehyatt.com. And I'll look forward to seeing you tomorrow. God bless you.